vacation of a lifetime.
A European vacation the Griswolds could only dream of going on.
European vacation details at 957KJR.com.
Presented by Snoqualmie Casino.
Everyone loves a story they've never heard before. Something totally fresh. That's the story of Safeway Farms Cafe Bowls. Some very tasty fresh salads like cranberry walnut, chicken Caesar, and turkey and bacon Cobb salad. They're single servings of deliciousness, ready to eat in under 300 calories. Now with your club card, get Safeway Farms Cafe Bowls for $2.99 each when you buy three select varieties. It's a story of convenience with a fresh spin on it. There's a story on every shelf at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
If you broke your arm, would you go to your eye doctor? No, it doesn't make sense. Same goes for selling your gold, silver, platinum, jewelry, and watches to anyone other than a jeweler. Tom Hutler here for Porcello Estate Buyers, the oldest family jeweler in the Pacific Northwest. Porcello will give you cash on the spot, and with their Porcello promise, they will always beat any legitimate written estimate, period. See Porcello in Bellevue just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th. Call 425-454-2300 or click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
You may be richer than you think. Go to claimyourcash.org.
Ortho Crime Files. Defacing the driveway. Sidewalk occupation. Suspect weeds. Cracks in the concrete, riddled with vegetation. This time, no slaps on the stem. Weeds deserve complete obliteration. Courtesy of Ortho Ground Clear Vegetation Killer. Decimate weeds and put them away for up to a year, guaranteed. Plus, the One Touch Wand takes backbreaking work out of weed enforcement. Don't let evidence stack up. Crack down with Ortho Ground Clear. Get order. Get Ortho. For more weed annihilation, visit ortho.com.
What if the car was invented today? What would it be like? Well, first of all, it would run on the most efficient, affordable energy source available, electricity. It would charge overnight. Every morning, you'd wake up with a full tank, ready to go. If the car was invented today, it would be the 100% electric Nissan Leaf. With over 150 million everyday gas-free miles already driven, the question is no longer why electric. It's why gas.
Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Hi, this is Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. You have heard me talk about always more, always for less. And it's true. Here's an example. Every once in a while, we make a buy so great that I have to tell the whole Northwest. The convoy trucks are pulling up and dropping off 50 2012 Ford Escape 4x4s. They all have low miles and are serviced and inspected by our factory-certified Ford technicians. They are near new, but you'll buy them for thousands less. These loaded XLT four-wheel drive Escapes are not 30 grand, not 25 grand, they're priced at $19,900. Really? No April Fools. $19,900. First come, first serve. Go online where you'll always get the lowest price, lowest payments, even guaranteed numbers on your trade-in. These are by far my favorite little SUVs. Escape XLT 4x4s, $19,900. These will go fast. Hurry down today to Evergreen Ford. Visit us at evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
The Chateau Saint Michel 2013 Summer Concert Series proudly presents Counting Crows. With very special guest, The Wallflowers. And so much more. Don't miss this amazing summer lineup at Chateau Saint Michel Winery. Chris Isaak. And the Steve Miller Band. Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 27th at 10 a.m. Available on Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster outlets, at the Chateau Saint Michel Wine Shop, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. For more information, visit the Chateau Concerts website at WineryConcerts.com. The Chateau Saint Michel 2013 Summer Concert Series. Don't miss it. Produced by the Lakeside Group.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, Depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend that all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to you now. The juicy brats, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, Alive at Lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leave Ville? And all the other great Villes that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes, get outside, and let the Villing begin.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
How would you like to save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump? Well, now you can with Fred Meyer. Just use your rewards card at Fred Meyer or your Advantage card at QFC to earn fuel points. Then save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 fuel points you redeem at Fred Meyer or QFC fuel centers or participating Shell stations, all the way up to $1 per gallon. So you get full tanks and happy wallets. Save time, money, and gas with Fred Meyer. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Allergy season's at its worst when you're at the corner of I love nature and nature just doesn't love me. Well, the expert pharmacists at Walgreens can help you find solutions, like Allegra, the only allergy relief that's both fast and non-drowsy. It's like calling a truce with Mother Nature. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now at Walgreens, Allegra 30-count is just $17.99 with your Balance Rewards card. Starts working at hour one, applies to first dose only among OTC-branded antihistamines. Use as directed.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're looking at a pretty great commute at the moment. A little bit of crowding on the Valley Freeway northbound just as you're making your way up towards Emerald Downs, kind of that area. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is actually looking pretty good as well. A tad bit of congestion, but nothing that's really going to delay your commute too much right now. Either direction of both the floating bridges, getting across Lake Washington at the speed limit.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Allstate Motorcycle Insurance comes with a genuine parts guarantee, so you know your bike will always be fixed with authentic parts. To learn more, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Waking up near your house, by the sun, man. Well, man, with every moving ass, when your love is at home. I keep going back to him for some shelter. Maybe it's time to look back, take a look at those facts on your own. Easy way to lose your mind. Well, we don't know. You gotta lose it to find.
This band is playing the Showbox this weekend. They're called The Cave Singers. I know. It's a certain kind of music. I actually kind of like it.
They're from here. Respect.
Yeah. Oh, I respect all music, even the music that is not my genre.
These guys are in the middle of quite a fast upward trajectory.
They are?
Yep.
The Cave Singers.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's... I'm trying to remember what it takes me back to. Kind of like there was a British sound like that for a while. Oh, yeah, the Rolling Stones.
Whatever happened to them? Yeah, you know, yeah. They came in.
I don't think anything ever happened to them. They just sort of faded away. Yes, Joe.
Sounds like he could be one of Bob Dylan's kids. I mean, he does. He sounds a little Dylan-y in there.
They're at the Showbox this weekend. It's Friday, everybody. Are you excited about Friday, Spike?
Yeah.
That does not sound exciting.
I know.
That sounds like a guy who has too many obligations and is not setting aside any time for himself. Does that sound like you?
Wow. Did you bug my house?
No,
Did you put a camera in the...
Look at your dejected face.
Nanny cam? No, I'm excited.
No, of course you are. Yeah. By the way, you know how to tell when Spike's lying?
His mouth is moving?
He says anything positive.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Look at that marine layer. Wowzers.
Now, so what are you doing now? Do you have all your weekends all booked up?
No, I don't.
I mean, I know I asked you to do something tonight.
Right.
I always feel guilty whenever I ask you.
You booked my Friday for me, which was sweet. That was kind of you. To know that I need to get out of the house more often. You know, we're spending as much time with my uncle as we can.
Oh, yeah. You have an uncle in hospice.
Yeah.
So there's nothing great that's going to be good about that.
Yeah.
Except that what you're doing for him loving him and being with him. It's a very special time for you and him.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out how to learn cribbage from him.
Oh, cool.
Before we lose him. And he's thoroughly kicking my ass on a regular basis, which is good.
Oh, that's that you're giving him power from his bed.
I'm trying to win. I'm not trying to throw
the game. No, I think you're not losing on purpose.
No, oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Then he has that power.
Yeah. So, but I come looking forward to tonight's.
That's a beautiful thing, by the way, what you're doing. It's the nicest thing you can do.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there someday. Hopefully a long time away. It's what you always tell the little kids, by the way. Am I going to go like Grandpa? Long time, honey. So far away, you don't even think about it.
Some don't get the luxury of being around to say goodbye to everybody.
That's very true, and I know that full well.
Yeah. All right. Well, hearts out to you.
Thanks, bro.
Aside from that, are you coming to the Magnolia Summer Jam, Summer Fest, or whatever it's called tonight? What's the name of it?
Street Fair.
And, well, the Spring Fest.
Spring Fest.
Yeah, and what's funny is
Magnolapalooza.
There's no publicity on it. I mean, there's nothing, not even on the Magnolia Chamber of Commerce website. There's just one little line about it, but there's nothing.
Yeah.
Are we sure there's even a fair and Maynard didn't just punk us into coming to practice with his band?
Even if he did, Magnolia is a nice little community.
Yeah, it is. I like Magnolia. My daughter used to hang in Magnolia a lot. Well, when Ryan was still home before she took off for school in other cities, she had lots of friends who went to school with her over in Magnolia. So she was always over.
It's a nice little neighborhood, yep. Right? It's very quiet there, I noticed. It's sort of like it's a little valley.
That little dell.
Surrounded by hills not much noise gets in there, and it's sort of peaceful.
Pretty cool little joint.
Going to go see the Turtles? Is that?
We're going to play with them, too.
In Magnolia at what time?
6 o'clock tonight,
six
I think.
6 o'clock.
Do we open? I mean, are we the opening band?
It's very, as I've had it described by John Maynard, it's very, very, it's not even low key. It's like no key.
Boy.
Sounds good.
When we arrive, we say hi, we can hop up on stage, do a couple songs, thank them, and then I'm going to stay and maybe sit in one or two more songs with John because it would be fun to play with him.
So there is a stage.
There is a stage.
Okay.
Sound system.
It's not that low key then.
We're not like
setting up in the middle.
We're not like anarchist musicians.
All right.
We're going to break a store window and play inside of it.
Throw a guitar case out. Hope a couple people are generous.
Well, stage brings it to another level because I've seen places where.
That's the whole idea of a stage, by the way.
Yeah. I mean,
to bring it to another level.
Exactly.
If you think about it.
I mean, there are. You can do a musical event without a stage, and it's a little lower key.
Yeah,
than,
that's when you're laying down next to a guitar case.
Right.
All right. So tonight, Magnolia Summerfest. Our friend John Maynard of the Robin and Maynard Show. Robin and Maynard fame. Many, many. I don't say too many because. He's old enough without me piling on.
I think one many is good.
Yeah. Many decades.
Well, that's plenty. Many decades.
Of good radio on Seattle radio stations. Okay. So that's tonight. We're hanging out. And then your weekend, what else are you doing? Just hanging out.
Yeah,
with your uncle.
We try to keep our schedule pretty clear.
That's good.
Got a call a couple nights ago that we thought was.
Right, so you're hanging.
So, yeah, but got him through another day.
Are you reading anything good these days?
Not really. You know,
That's good. Reading is bad for you. Don't read.
Hurts your eyes if you
do. I just want to be supportive of Spike, no matter what he says.
That's awesome.
You know what? I tell you what. Yesterday, I almost got in a fist fight yesterday.
How come?
Road rage. I've never been so close to thinking it was time to get out of the car. As I was yesterday morning, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. And it freaked me out a little bit. And I was driving home from our rehearsal, coming by the station.
Yeah.
Well, I was going through Ballard, and the Ballard Bridge was up. And
if you punch a bridge, it doesn't feel
I know. I wasn't mad at the bridge.
Burger bridge.
There goes positive. I thought we were going to support him.
I know. Well,
I made him laugh.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a good place. With all considered, I'm in a pretty good place. But yesterday really got to me. I was on the Ballard Bridge, and traffic was completely stopped as you wait for the boat to go under. And I left about a car and a half space between me and the car in front of me on the bridge. And maybe that's just me, my motorcycle riding. habits are to always leave room in front of you.
That's great, by the way. Most people don't leave enough space. But if you're on a motorcycle and you're leaving extra space, it's because you were brought up correctly. You're taught to leave that space. Let's because you never know what route. Someone's going to
right,
do.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you
well,
in the...
I was in a minivan.
Okay.
Wasn't on the bike.
Oh, so you were...
But I always
pretending
stop.
You were on a motorcycle in a minivan.
I think it's just the habit of...
A lot of guys do that.
Yeah, I do.
Especially your age.
Wear the leathers. It's funny you mention age, because that was the whole linchpin of this confrontation.
Someone older, or someone made you out to be old?
Someone who's very impatient. I'm sitting on the bridge with about a car and a half length in front of me at a dead... I mean, we're in park.
Oh, the person is upset that you're not pulling up and taking up that space.
I look in
so
my
so they can get there half a second sooner.
Well, the bridge isn't even down yet.
Yeah.
I look in my rearview mirror and this kid, 20 couple, I would even say mid-20s, 20 couple in a huge pickup truck is behind me and I can see that he's freaking out and he's pointing and he's, you know, gesturing. And I'm looking back like, you know... I looked, okay, the bridge is still up. We're in park, and this kid's just going bananas.
He's going bananas because he sees some space and someone's not filling it.
Yeah, there's 15 feet in front of me that he could be, you know, we could be closer.
If you don't grab that now, it's going to delay by half a second when he next moves. Well, I totally, by the way, I want to apologize to you. Because this is totally me, the
I'm
guy
like
behind
guy.
You.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope
I almost
not...
want to get out of the car and come out to you and bang on your door.
That was
and tell
nothing.
You,
that...
Quit making me so stressed out.
Now, are you sure he wasn't just like listening to one of his favorite rap records, like pointing? And
no. Oh, no, no. Because we started interacting from inside our cars. I make eye contact with him and I give him the old, what? You know, the both palms up, what? And he starts, you know, gesturing to move forward. So, okay, if it's that so
describe the guy. What is it? Does he have a girlfriend in the car with him?
No, he's alone.
He's alone.
Taller than me. I can tell from even how he's sitting in the car that he's taller than me. He got a ball cap on, really short cropped.
Was
reddish.
It Dirty Harry over a cube?
No. It was a weathered ball
not
cap.
Not as well dressed.
Yeah, right. Dirty Harry's not a big pickup truck kind of guy.
No. Oh, this is a pickup truck.
Yeah, big pickup truck.
Well, Dirty Harry, if a pickup truck was color coordinated, would drive it.
With
a brand new shiny paint job.
Well, I start inching forward. When this guy starts inching forward with me, I mean like an inch from my bumper.
Yeah.
He starts inching forward with
me. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I know this person. I am this person.
Okay.
Why does it irritate you he is stressed out? Because he's the one who's stressed out.
I know.
And you're looking at his stress and you're saying, I want to adopt that stress like a puppy. And make it my stress.
Take it home and raise
you
it as
could
my own.
Instead just smile that the poor guy can't control his stress and laugh at me, I mean him.
Now, here's a good question from the text, because everybody does have a reason for everything they do. Is it possible he was stuck in an intersection? He wanted you to pull forward because his tail was sticking out or something?
No, he was a jerk, Joe.
We were both on the bridge deck. I was maybe four cars back from the toll arm.
Mm-hmm. But can you answer that question? Why choose to let him stress you?
Well, I could have ignored.
No, you could have laughed at him, and you could have even had compassion for him.
Well,
said, poor guy, he's all so stressed out. He doesn't understand that life is short and that I'm going to visit my uncle in hospice. Poor guy.
I guess I kind of felt a little bit of that, but I was more annoyed.
More
than
angry.
He was,
yeah.
Well, I was annoyed that he was an inch off my bumper. That's, you know, that's dangerous.
At a zero speed, it's not that dangerous.
Well, as I started creeping forward, he literally moved with me an inch from my bumper.
Yeah.
So I jammed on
my
brakes.
It's not terrible danger. I mean, you're not going to die.
Well, I'm creeping forward, and he's moving with me, so I stopped moving forward.
Sure.
And I left about a car length in front of
me. It's a pissing match now.
It is. Well, and he starts flipping me off.
Sure.
So I give him the whole, you know, roll the dice hand movement. You know that one, right? And I point to it in the mirror. I'm like,
you realize you're making Seattle more like L.A. You got to stop this.
He started.
He started it, is what they say.
Oh, and then he starts.
It was that gang, not our gang.
Then he starts banging on his steering wheel and flipping me off. So I give him the whole Monica Lewinsky was a great White House intern.
Like you're brushing your teeth.
Right.
Brushing
maybe,
your teeth.
Maybe you should brush that anger out of your mouth motion
sure.
with
yeah,
my
yeah.
hand. Well, by now the bridge is lowered and we start moving forward. So I've decided that I'm now going to move forward at a very slow rate of speed.
Oh, dude.
I'm literally gonna.
You don't know that you're escalating it.
Antagonizing.
No, I knew I was escalating at this point.
And you know why?
Why?
May I?
Yeah, sure.
As a dear friend?
Sure.
As opposed to jerk boss. You're angry. Your uncle's sick. There's nothing you could do about it. Bunch of stress in your life. And you'd love to be angry at someone who deserves you to be angry at them.
Yeah, he did step into it for me. Yeah. He really did. He leaned into the pitch for me.
He leaned into the pitch for
you. Yeah, totally.
And you know what? He did you a favor. Well, you got to get that anger out.
Well,
hit me. Well, do something.
It's not over yet.
Okay.
It gets better.
Do you hit him?
No, but it gets better.
That's good to hear. No. Because Sean is on line four. It says, if you did, don't say a word.
No, the speed limit on that bridge is 30. Nobody does that. But is that about what you were doing?
Not even close.
Oh, you were doing less than 30?
Well, and remember, the bridge just lowered, and the traffic that has been dead stopped is starting to move forward. I just decided to move forward a little bit slower than the other cars. And so the car lengths in front of me get to
You're getting him back.
A little bit.
Which is, psychologists will tell you, a very healthy thing to do whenever you can in any relationship. Get the person back.
Well, there's now a space opens up next to me because the car that was next to me is moving faster than me. He immediately rips.
By the way, that preceding comment was satire.
Certainly. I think everybody knows that.
He pulls up next to me as we're literally just, we're just now crossing the raising and lowering portion of the Ballard Bridge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how, you know, this all happens in a space of a few hundred yards. He gets up next to me, but there's not enough room for him to pass me. So he's barking at me through his window, and I'm just smiling, you know. And so now I get up to 30 mile an hour as we leave.
You're
the
feeling superior now because you're controlling him upset.
Totally.
When he was just upset without it being caused by you, it wasn't as good.
Right.
But now that you're turning his upset up and pushing his buttons,
Now he's
that's
my
such
bitch.
Cool stuff. I hope you bring that dynamic into your family because it's very good.
Go on.
Well, we're getting out. We're off the bridge deck, and we're down there by the. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Lower Ballard there. We're get by the Brown Bear Car Wash, and he immediately whips right behind me again. Mm. I mean, like less than a foot from my bumper, he changes lanes right behind me. And then he pulls into the turn-only lane so that he can...
Ooh, the turn-only move.
So that he can come up next to me and start screaming at me.
Yeah.
And he's now driving in the turn-only lane just so he can yell at me.
Now, in the movies, he's screaming at you and doesn't see the stop sign in front of... or the thing in front of him, and he hits it. Did he hit something?
He almost hit the car waiting to make a turn two blocks up.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No.
Okay, and I'm just at this point, I'm just driving thinking, what a clown. You know, what an absolute clown.
You're now superior.
He ends up getting back behind me, and we move two lights up, and the light stops, and he pulls up next to me again.
You're friends now.
Not really.
Yes, you two are in a relationship.
Oh, we're in a relationship. Yes. For sure, but it ain't friendly.
Well, it is. It's one you chose. It's one you are enjoying. It's one you're getting something out of.
Well, when we stopped at the red light by Saint, I think it's, Alfonso's. I think it's. It might be St. Ursula. But the parochial school church that's right in right below Ballard, right below Ballard High School. He pulls up again into the turn lane because I'm sitting at that red light, and he's barking. So I roll down my window, and he's like, "I can't help it. You're old, and you don't know how to drive. You're so old."
Perfect.
And I'm like, "Wow. Okay. Thanks. You're old." And I said something to the effect like,
"Is that all you got?"
Wouldn't you say something to the effect of, "You're in Ballard. There's more of me than there are of you."
Well, you know,
that's another point.
It was so bizarre that "you don't know how to drive" was his thing, where he's driving up the turn only lane yell at me and yell at me because I don't know how to drive. And I said something to the effect of, "Boy, wouldn't your friends be impressed that a 50-year-old kicked your ass at this point?
How'd you
like me to break
to
my 50-year-old ass off in your, my foot off in your ass?" And he's flipping me off and yelling, and I just, light turned green and I waved and I went on.
By the way, he's on line one.
Good. I would hope.
No, he's not on line one. Wouldn't it be cool to meet him, though, and have coffee?
I'd like to have a detente meeting of the minds. We are the world.
He doesn't want to have coffee with you. You're way too old.
Yeah, I'm way too old.
Oh, I don't know.
But I honestly thought he was going to hop out of his car. At that second, when we stopped the second time, I thought he was going to get out of his car and start something up.
Were you ready?
Scared, but ready.
And you don't think there's any chance that maybe you cut him off way back there or somehow? I mean, it seems odd that people just randomly get mad like that.
I wasn't moving forward in the line.
So you're
of traffic
still upset
enough.
With him?
It got to me that I got so I'm disappointed in myself for getting so worked up.
Why?
Why are you disappointed in yourself? I should be better. I'm old. I shouldn't get fired up like that.
It's not better. You have a lot of stress. You have a lot of crap going on. and you're I'm feeling compassion for you. I'm trying to make you laugh and say to yourself, oh yeah, well, I could have just laughed at the guy.
I probably could
have. And you know, occasionally feeling a little superior to someone and barking at him. Animals do that.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
You know, I've actually been trying to.
That was a wisdom match for a few moments.
I've actually been trying to taper down my incredible amount of road rage by.
You
assuming,
have road rage too.
Oh well, yeah, but assuming that the person who's driving poorly is in the middle of something, and I usually think of just going to visit their mother in the hospital. Like that's what I picture for everyone who's driving horribly, so that I can't hate them. And it's terrible to think for you. Who actually is dealing with a situation with somebody in a hospital that somebody would mess with you like that. I think everyone should take my advice because it's totally working. Just imagine that the person that you're hating is in the middle of something terrible of their own.
They've got irritable bowel syndrome and have to get to the bathroom.
And I don't even think you have to imagine. Anybody who's feeling unpleasant is feeling unpleasant. And it's not fun to feel unpleasant.
No, and it's easy to take it out on people who are anonymous that you're never going to see again.
Yeah.
Joe?
Did you get his license number?
No.
There's really nothing done.
So. What are you going to do?
It's over.
No, it's not. It's a big story on the radio the next morning.
I'd love to find the guy. Just because I have a theory that big there must have been some reason, you know. There
big
must
black
have been
GMC pickup.
Big black GMC pickup in Ballard.
Ballard, young kid, 23 maybe. Okay. 6 foot a couple.
Head over to Cube and put out an APB. Yeah. Did you notice the music coming from it? Was there a lot of bass? If it was a lot of bass, it was Cube. If it was a pop singer, it was Kiss.
Yeah. No, I didn't notice.
If it was
country.
Heavier, it could have been the brew also. Sounds like a brew guy.
Could to me, too. Yeah.
Bill in Seattle, hello.
Hey, I just want to tell Spike, I agree with you leaving that car link between you and the other car, because like you said, you never know when somebody can come up and just rear in that vehicle behind you and cause a chain reaction, but He probably was playing that song, I'm in a Hurry, and I Don't Know Why.
Yep.
Well, that's what got me. Was
give him some therapy for that.
The worst thing that got me ticked off was him calling me a bad driver. I mean, I was the guy doing it right. He's tailgating, turn laning, screaming, hollering, and I'm a bad driver.
Well, that's what being wrong is all about, thinking you're right.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right. All right. Excellent thank you point. Much. Krusty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I love the story, Spike. You know, I'm a very loyal fan of yours until you classified this jerk as a clown.
My I didn't mean to demean all clowns. My apologies.
Hey, I would gladly ride along with you and calm you down, and you would have another 50-year-old bodyguard.
There you go, my friend.
Thank you, Krusty. Hey,
I got my own technique for road rage people. I still got a pretty good arm, and I got four hardballs in the side of my door. Somebody wants to
it's
walk
crusty
up
for
to
you.
Me, I'm going to hop out and drop them with a couple fastballs and then work them over.
There you go.
See, and that's what you need. You need a clown outfit in the car for times like this.
I need a big cigar. And
thank
a
you, Krusty. Krusty and his wife have like a little lavender farm, and they have Lavender Palooza, and they've invited Butternut to play at Lavender Palooza.
Really?
I don't know if the time's going
to
work out.
Oh, no, you have to go.
Should we go?
If you go down there, I'm going to that one.
All right.
That would be
what
calming.
Is the date they're asking for?
It's July 27th, a Saturday.
Okay. We have to have a meeting because all of these Butternut requests have piled up, and we need to get back to everybody with a yes or a no. Some of them are a definite no. Because for the craziest of reasons, because their promoters trying to sell tickets and make money, and they want us to open for other band, do things and that involve business.
Yeah,
and the only ones we're picking are free. Like the mantra is that there can't be any money. So tonight, when we go to
Magnolia Street Fair,
it's Spring Fest.
Yep, Spring Fest and Art Walk to be exact.
Spring Fest and Art Walk.
Nice.
When we're there tonight. We just we're popping in, Butternut dropping up on stage for two songs, and it's actually John Maynard's band, The Turtles. And if you didn't hear him on the show the other day, he spells it with a D. And
that's for copyright.
I understand they have a very famous Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guest guitarist that may stop by.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't got it confirmed that it'll be
there. Jeff Beck was in town. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
You said only two songs? Could maybe three songs?
Well, but you know what? It's their gig, so, we've got to be the humble ones.
well, we can be humble and play three songs.
Yeah. No. I told him it's funny.
Like, it's not six, yeah.
Pedro was like, he's going to let me play drums, right? I do not want to play percussion. So I told John that, you know, you have to let Pedro on your drums because he's Latin American. He right. feels it's a slight if you hand him a tambourine or a conga.
What am I, Lord? It's a racial slur. Come on.
I'm with him. He should know. He likes to play. He likes to hit the drums. Yeah.
And you're very good at it, Pedro. You continue to impress.
As good as you are with the keyboard.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love the promoter you mentioned. One guy emailed us and said, you know, I'm interested in booking your band. I love his honesty. He says, I would love to book a band that doesn't want any money. That means more money for me.
Yeah. Those are the people we're saying no to.
I know. But I appreciate
no, what
it
we're
is
looking
honest.
For is big, fun times, fairs, barbecues, little coffee shops, places that actually, you know, there is that have a vibe, a good organic
feel. Get out in the streets with the people, community shows for the community.
And maybe even some living rooms. I don't know yet. But it's going to be limited. It's only going to be one or so a month for now to get started. But okay. Well, feel better.
Thanks, buddy.
You're doing a wonderful thing for your uncle. And anytime you see dipwads, it's a good opportunity for you to maybe feel sorry for them, too.
Yeah. That's a good point.
The guy, you know.
Maybe my friend will come tonight to the Magnolia Spring Fest and Lavender
Lavender Palooza.
Not we'll far out of his name.
We'll be able to hug it up.
There are all these
hug
old men
out.
Everywhere.
Oh, it'd be cool if you could meet him. Awesome. If you could meet him. You didn't get his name.
No, he's a tool.
Big GMC black pickup
big
truck.
Big black GMC pickup truck. Kid with a Mariner ball cap let's, on. Maybe that explains his rage.
Let's
a
get an Amber Alert out for that pickup truck.
Yeah. Angry boy.
All right. So, what is up today? Well, let's see. Sophie Turner is going to be on with us in just a few minutes. If you don't know who she is, you should. In Game of Thrones, she plays Sansa Stark. Jodie's a huge fan. I have purchased the DVD, so I feel like I'm a big fan, even though I haven't seen a single episode yet. I know it's going to be a classic, this show, Game of Thrones, and many of you are fans. Sundays at 9 on HBO. She is 17 years old and plays a pretty dramatic role, and it's her first role ever, so we'll get a chance to hear from her.
I'm going
to
try not to nerd out and go full game so that everyone isn't bored, because there's so many intricate different family storylines and secrets and issues that I don't want to confuse you with an hour of me being like, and what's up with that dude? What's his problem? But you really need to get into game.
And for all you Ballard drivers who get called old like Spike, coming up at 7:30, Pat Cashman and John Keister will be on the show.
The 206,
from
baby.
The 206, yeah. Which is coming back Saturday after SNL and King 5. That's cool. Is it going to come back every week, or is it going to be a special once in a while?
Well, we'll find out. I'm thinking what they're probably doing is doing a two or three, four shows in a chunk, and then, you know, they just like Saturday Night Live, go away, do some repeats, come back, do some new ones. That's what I'm hoping they're going to tell us. But I know there's a new episode this Saturday.
All right. Let's see. We're going to give away, what are we giving away today? A pair of tickets to see Pat Benatar at Chateau Saint Michel Winery. That's the word of the day prize. So be listening for the word of the day.
And we have a big prize that we have to figure out how to give away, too. It's two nights at the Sun Mountain Lodge for their Mayflower package.
Ooh.
It's worth at least $200.
Make you want to jump out of your bed, take your nightgown off, and get this day going.
Yeah. By the way, I've been up there when the flowers come out in the spring. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's quite a place. It's
deer at your doorstep.
You know what makes me feel like that that Sound of Music thing, The Hills Are Alive?
Yeah. The Metau? Yeah.
The Metau is alive. Doesn't sing very well.
It's one beautiful.
The most beautiful parts of our state out there.
Okay. 6:35. Be listening for a chance to win that. We'll come up with something good. On the news today, and we'll be getting to these stories, the air traffic furloughs are ending. That whole politics where they were making people, you know what that reminded me of? Like all these plane delays that have sprung up suddenly that made the sequester back in the news.
It reminded me of that old story about the different parts of the body arguing over who was the most important. Do you know the story I'm referring
to?
Sure
do. the brain says, we're important because we make all the decisions. Yeah. And the eyes say, no, we're the most important because without us, where would you know where to go? And the ears say, without us, you couldn't hear anything coming at you and you'd be completely helpless.
Sure.
And there the lowly sphincter sat.
The lowly sphincter. And eventually they all agreed the sphincter was the most important.
The eyes watered, the brain clouded, the ears closed. Okay, you're in charge.
So the sphincter has spoken and the airplanes will be flying again. Our word of the day winner is on line one. Hello, Shanna.
Good morning. I'm still in my nightgown.
Look at you.
Shanna.
You snuck that in right after the plug.
It felt right.
It did. It was wonderful, Jody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Shanna, what do you do?
I'm an administrator. I work in renal network.
Okay. Sounds like she doesn't want to give me all the scoop, but...
Yeah, she works for the FBI or something.
I march people in, I tell them thank you for your service, and then they head out. Hey, Shanna, hang on. She's very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's got a pair of tickets to see Pat Benatar at Chateau Saint Michel on Sunday, July 7th.
Big Pat Benatar fan?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
She puts on a heck of a show. You'll enjoy it. Hang on. Also in the news, Israel telling the U.S. to act in Syria. We have the Bangladesh situation to report on. And what's this question? Seattle police mock the homeless?
Yeah, this is much ado about nothing because it's decades old. But what came out is that the Seattle Police Department's soon-to-be police chief had to apologize because he had a role in an old department training video that appears to mock the homeless. Let's see. The video was produced in 1986. It was released last night, and it begins with a message saying that it was created in a misguided attempt at humor.
An attempt at some humor. Some of our police officers got together and went down under the viaduct for a day.
When the sun comes up and it wakes us up from our sleep.
Yep, I see homeless people in the video.
Yep.
And they herd us up like sheep.
Five cops dressed like homeless people. These are five cops. One of them was a 26-year-old who is now our pending chief of police. Mm. Swigging empty bottles of booze.
Well, if it's to call attention to the problem of people sleeping under the viaduct...
It was supposed to be in 1986.
It should be done by a professional humorist. Yeah.
It was supposed to be a joke. It went along with internal training. We were never supposed to see it. And it, it shows homeless people fighting with the police and using drugs. He, of course, had to put out a big apology, quote, I regret my participation. I've professionally apologized for my role in it. He's publicly apologizing. They're, I'm sure, embarrassed that we never even saw
it. It's PC police coming after the police.
Right. Well, what's funny, because when he got the gig, he had his first press conference. One of the reporters asked him, is there anything that's this department hasn't made public yet that could end up being embarrassing for the department?
And he pulled it out?
He said, yeah, actually, there is something.
Wow.
Something I was took part in when I was 26 years old, 4 years on the force.
I think that's upstanding.
Yeah. He said, they asked us to destroy all the copies. I didn't destroy mine. I've been whipping it out every Christmas.
There's a question there. I just thought of something. Do you have anything that you were told to destroy and you kept a copy? Just save that thought.
And it could be embarrassing.
6:40, 20 till 7. The HBO fantasy adventure series Game of Thrones is a favorite of millions of viewers. Our Jody is especially a fan of the show. This morning, one of the show's most popular stars is on with us. Sophie Turner is the actor who plays Sansa, the eldest daughter of House Stark. And believe it or not, Game of Thrones is her first ever acting role in front of a camera. You can catch season 3 with new episodes airing on HBO Sundays at 9 o'clock.
And if you haven't checked it out yet, the previous seasons are available on DVD. Sophie Turner, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are very good. Congratulations, and how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tis my pleasure. And you're now you're famous and popular and doing interviews, and you're 17 years old. Do you pinch yourself?
I guess kind of crazy. I wouldn't describe myself as famous though, because I don't know. I live in England. I don't really get, you know, any vibes of the vastness of the show and the popularity. So I'm kind of immune to it.
Got it. So you still are leading a relatively normal life. And also, you don't hang around castles a lot, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a castle in Warwickshire, which is where I live. So I'm basically living Game of Thrones 24/7.
All right. And now you have dyed your hair for the show. You're a blonde and you dyed your hair red, right? So do you go around mostly blonde?
Well, I haven't seen my blonde in about 4 years.
Oh, okay. So you keep it red. That's a permanent thing when you dye your hair.
Red.
All right.
It kind of fades into ginger.
All right. And now, this is your first ever acting role. I understand that you had a teacher or a drama teacher who told you to go for it and audition for this role. Tell me how you went after the role.
It was crazy. I remember sitting in class and my drama teacher, who was also my form teacher, she was like, "Sophie, can you come up here for a moment?" And she's like, "I think you'd be great for this role. You should try it out. But, you know, it's just, it's a big show. So, you know, don't expect big things. Don't think you're going to get it." And they called up my mom and said exactly the same thing. It was just an audition. And so I just did it in a little room in my school. And then I got a call saying I was in the final 7, then the final 3, then the final 2. And
wow.
Then I got it.
And when you were in the final 2, did they make you come in and do another read or a scene?
Yeah, I did. I did about 4 callbacks after my original one, and when I went in and read with Maisie when I knew that I was in the final 2.
Mm.
Maisie, who plays Aria, and I kind of formed a great bond with Maisie the first time I met her, and I think that's kind of what secured me the role.
Nice. And by the time you were in the final 2, did you go from don't expect much to I'm going to get this role?
It's mine.
Yeah, it's mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was, like, obsessive. I was in France when I found out, and the nights leading up to the time when I found out that I got the role, I would sit in my mom's bed and be like, I have to get this. If I don't get it, I'm not going back to school. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Mm. And then I got it.
All right. Now, tell me what you think of the subject matter, because I doubt, Sophie, that you've probably thought much about castles and history, or maybe you studied it a lot. But in this show, there are all these medieval, you know, there are all these
warring families.
You're in the Starks, and they all do battle with each other, and there are beheadings, and there's, you know, I mean, it's pretty harsh stuff. Does it teach you something about history?
Oh, man, I love it. I kind of really loved history beforehand, and the first history topic I remember studying was the Tudors. And then when I found out that, you know, Game of Thrones is kind of loosely based on the War of the Roses, you know, it just kind of expanded my love for history, and it helped me understand, you know, what it was like, maybe if it's a bit of an exaggeration, you know, with the dragons.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's totally good, and it makes me love history even more.
It does. Okay, now I'm going to do one little spoiler here, because I think it's a very important question to ask you, and Jody already told me, even though I've got the first season sitting on my shelf, so any first season person who doesn't want to hear this, nah, for 10 seconds.
I can't be responsible for what happened 2 years ago.
Exactly. So, all right, this is traumatic. Your dad gets beheaded.
Right.
How traumatic is that for you, even though it's just your TV cable show dad?
It was so sad. I remember the first, I think it was rehearsing that scene, and Sean was, you know, kneeling there about to have his head chopped off. And I was, like, being held back by this guard screaming, and I, like, burst into tears, and Lena was like, oh, Tracy, it's okay. But then when it came to, you know, the real day of shooting, Maisie was, you know, standing just to the side of the set, and we were, you know, talking to each other and pulling silly faces, so it wasn't exactly, it wasn't that hard after the first couple of days of rehearsing and shooting.
I know you guys have been renewed for season four. If anybody starts to talk about maybe a bigger contract, do they remind you that they do behead characters yes. in this?
If you get too uppity in the salary demands, they will behead you.
Oh, yeah, totally. We've got to be on our best behavior.
That's right.
Sweet.
I mean, you never know what George or David and Dan are going to do, so we're all just trying to, you know, please them as much as we can. So right. that they don't behead
that us. Actually brings up a good point, Joe. The show's on fire. It's so popular. It's so amazing. But it's kind of unusual because it's based on books that are being written right now. Mm-hmm. So do you guys ever think like that maybe you can influence the next book?
Oh, well, I mean, the book, you know, when it gets to season 7, or hopefully it'll go that far, and George might be still writing the 8th book, then we'll definitely try and influence George. But for the moment, we're kind of stuck with these storylines up until a certain point, and then we'll try and bribe George into making Sansa queen or something.
Well, girl, I'm glad you made it, because I didn't know if you were going to get out of the Battle of Blackwater. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, no, me neither. I'm very lucky.
All right. Now, Sophie Turner, in Game of Thrones, Sundays at 9 on HBO. Jody also told me something else. You and after your father, traumatic beheading, which all headings are traumatic.
Yes, sir.
Beheading.
Most of them are.
Your sisters and brothers, you're all separated, and you're supposed to marry some, what did you call the guy?
Douchebag.
Some douchebag prince. And he's not a great prince that you would want to marry. It's not like, I would love to marry this prince.
No, he's terrible. And now he's the king, and he's even worse.
So how much fun for you is it to play this frustrating situation?
So much fun. I love it. Jack, who plays kind of this sadistic psycho, who's the prince, he is the most fun to work with. So I just look forward to working with Jack and having scenes with Joffrey all the time.
So as soon as they say cut, and then he becomes a nice person.
Then he becomes the nicest person you can ever imagine. He's probably the nicest guy on the show.
Is that right? Because he certainly is a good actor.
He's a good actor. Yeah, he is a real good actor.
Yeah, he is probably, you know, one of the best actors on the show as well, I believe. He's just the nicest person. He's super clever. He's a scholar now. And he's hilarious. And him and Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion, they get on so well. They're like a double act.
Right. Sophie, these shows like Game of Thrones, these cable shows that are also sold on Blu-ray, DVD, and to many people with their smartphones and iPads and all of that, these shows become legendary fixtures. They become great works of art that last for long, long periods of time, not like a typical TV show. When you look back on this, what sort of career would you like to keep doing? Television, movies? What do you want to do as your career unfolds?
I would love to, you know, continue acting, and I don't know if I could ever be in something as big as, you know, Game of Thrones. I mean, I'd love to continue doing film, TV, and I'd like to go into theater, but I get really bad stage fright, so I'll leave that out for a while.
Wow, you have stage fright for live theater, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally. In this film I was doing, I had to, you know, act out that I was on stage in a play, and I got such bad stage fright. It was unreal. I was shaking, and, oh, it's awful. I'm so bad with it.
Some great performers start that way, you know, and they use that as energy.
Yeah, I might leave it for a few years.
Yeah, good for them.
All right, Sophie, it is very nice to meet you. Congratulations on the success of Game of Thrones and your great character.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
And you guys, bye.
Bye-bye. Very nice.
You have to watch it.
Oh, I bought it.
You have any idea how hard it was for me not to go all inside right now because it's kind of a confusing show because there's all these different families. So if you don't pay attention, like this isn't one where you put it on and then go walk away, have a bath and come back, you know?
Seven noble families fighting for control of the mythical land of Westeros. But it's Europe.
It's Belfast.
Yeah. Well, they film there, yeah.
It's Ireland, basically.
But there's other scenes. There's one woman who's the queen of dragons, and she's filming elsewhere.
Now, are there mythical creatures like dragons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As you mentioned, the dog, the family dog is called...
The Dire Wolf.
The Dire Wolf.
Yeah,
and they make him big and evil on TV, but he's really their family dog. They adopted him.
Yeah. I mean, they're wild animals. You're not supposed to have them.
Sophie Turner. All right. Coming up, stand-up comic actor, writer Paul Reiser, who's going to be at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma, will be on with us. And then Pat Cashman and John Keister will join us in the next hour. The bad news, a man has jumped from the top of the Empire State Building. The good news, he's alive. Got to be a parachute.
Yeah.
No parachute.
Base jumping?
No parachute.
Why?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
In the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we are seeing some crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves up past Highway 900. Southbound 405 getting a little bit busier approaching 522 where things kind of bottleneck there and then it starts to loosen up as you make your way through Kirkland. We're also seeing some crowding southbound I-5 from 220th near Edmonds down into Shoreline. It looks like your Everett to Seattle Drive right now taking you about 31 minutes.
This traffic report is brought to you by Home Street Bank.
If you heard Home Street Bank is the best bank on the planet, the only bank that will always put you first, the bank where peace of mind is the number one priority, the bank to end all banks, then you heard right. There's no place like Home Street Bank. Member FDIC.
You are going to miss it if you don't get into Sleep Country USA before Sunday. The interest-free for three event, which we've been telling you about, will end this Sunday. Interest-free sleeping for 1,000 peaceful nights of no interest on a brand new bed from Sleep Country USA. Now, Sleep Country USA will always guarantee you the best price. Whatever mattress you select at Sleep Country USA, whether it's Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, the eye comfort beds, whatever you decide on, you're going to be guaranteed the best price because if anybody puts that bed on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, Sleep Country will beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference guaranteed. And they'll make sure it's the right bed because you get 100 nights to sleep on your choice. Go to the Sleep Country showroom near you, take the rest test, lie down, get comfortable, find the bed that's right for you. They'll bring it to your home, set it up for free, and remove your old mattress set for free, and you get 100 nights to sleep on it. And the interest-free for three event, but it will end this Sunday. So don't hesitate. Guaranteed best price, guaranteed best night's sleep, and no interest payments for 3 years. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Well, we're a month into spring. And if it's time to add a little color and style to your yard or patio, your Fred Meyer Garden Center can help. In one easy stop, you'll find gorgeous flowers, patio furniture, planters, lawn decor, and so much more. You'll love the prices, too. And if you're growing veggies, there's a Price Blaster special you won't want to miss. Right now, pick up a 4-pack of veggies for just 79 cents while supplies last. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
The Emerald Queen Casino presents Rock's Powerhouse. Saturday, May 11th in the I-5 showroom. From Topeka, it's Kansas. Carry on, Hollywood. Tickets for Kansas available now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Everything is dust in the wind. The Symphonic Rock of Kansas. Saturday, May 11th. Only at the Emerald Queen Casino. The entertainment capital of the Northwest.
For those times when that runaway mattress turns I-5 into a parking lot, you'll be stress-free in the NASA-inspired zero-gravity front-row seats of the all-new Nissan Altima. When gas prices skyrocket again, you'll be flying high with Altima's outstanding 38 mpg highway. And those times when streaming Pandora turns a trip to the store into a raging rock concert. It's all these times and all those things that make Nissan Altima the best choice. Lease for just $199 per month. Shop at your local Nissan store or choose Nissan.com. Offer ends April 30th. It's times like these. You ought to see Nissan Altima for yourself. Innovation that excites. For well-qualified lessees, $19.99 initial payment on Altima for 36 months. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate 38 mpg highway for Altima 2.5S. Pandora is a registered trademark of Pandora Media, Inc. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 4-30-13.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Ooh, good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Have you noticed? Things are really moving at your neighborhood QFC. And it's no wonder. You already know that QFC is the best place in town to get low prices on the great food you need every week for you and your family. But here's an added plus you might not know about. Every time you shop, you'll be earning fuel points at the same time, automatically. Save up all those fuel points and they'll add up to help you save big at the pumps. Actually, it's like saving twice. Once on all the food on your shopping list with low QFC prices, and again on fuel when you rack up those fuel points and save on every gallon at the pumps. So get a move on, grab your shopping list, and see how much you'll save.
Get moving to QFC and save on fresh food. Right now, two 16-ounce cartons of Driscoll strawberries are just $4. And bring home fresh, local Draper Valley chicken. Buy one package of boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the value pack and get one of equal or lesser value free. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
With one click on buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is at buyatoyota.com, including a special lease on a new 2013 Toyota Prius. Now with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. That's zero out of pocket for just $299 a month for 36 months. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. And with every new Toyota, you get Toyota Care 2-year maintenance plus roadside assistance. Don't miss out on this zero out-of-pocket lease on a new 2013 Prius. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend that all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to you now. The juicy brats, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, alive at lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leaveville? And all the other great vills that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes, get outside, and let the villing begin.
Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale is ending Sunday. That means Sunday is your last chance to get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale ends Sunday.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. It looks like we are working with an incident, a pretty minor one, 520 westbound from Mall Lake. Accident partially blocking the ramp there, so watch out for just a little bit of an added delay. Southbound 405 doing really well, just crowded from the Kingston-Homish Line past 522. And as you make your way through Kirkland towards 520, a little bit slow there as well. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, seeing a little bit of crowding at the moment as well. Everett to Seattle, though, only 30 minutes. Pretty awesome.
Traffic Report is brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Shop for new tires at your convenience with Sears Auto Center. Extended hours, online scheduling, and Plus members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on all the top brands. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 27th.